Hello and welcome to episode 229 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today is our last day of Dark Disney Tale Week, and we'll wrap up by going to Frozen Norway. Alright, we're already running into our first problem, the Norway thing. Disney's Frozen takes place in a mythological Norwegian kingdom where two orphan sisters, Elsa and Anna, have grown apart over the years. One sister, Elsa, has the magical power to make winter appear wherever she wants, but has to keep it a secret from society, lest she be branded an outcast and shunned. Wouldn't you know it, society finds out and she is branded an outcast and shunned. In her panic to flee the kingdom before being captured, she freaks out and accidentally uses her power to set winter on the entire land, ruining the summer. Anna, the other sister, sets out to find Elsa, who has isolated herself in her ice palace on a mountain, to get Elsa to rid the land of winter before everything freezes over for good. The two sisters have a kerfuffle, and Anna ends up with a shard of ice in her heart, which will turn Anna into solid ice if she is not saved by an act of true love. How lucky for Anna that her true love is waiting for her at the bottom of the mountain. Or is he? I actually don't want to spoil the ending because the movie is pretty new and actually quite good. If you haven't seen it yet, even if you don't have kids, it is well worth the viewing. Not your typical Disney princess story ending. But as I said, we have a problem. Frozen is based on the Hans Christian Andersen
I'm Hans Christian Andersen
story, The Snow Queen. Right off the bat, we run into some very major deviations. There's no Elsa, there's no Anna. Also, it's set in Denmark. At least part of the story is. There are fragments of similarity, though. Andersen's tale starts with the devil, yes, Satan himself, making a magic mirror which reflects only that which is bad and negative in the world. The mirror breaks and shards penetrate people's hearts, where, if left untreated, it will freeze their hearts into a block of solid ice. One of these shards hits Kai, a little boy who is best friends with Gerda, the little girl who lived next door. Infected with the shard, Kai sees only the negativity in the world and gets swept away by the Snow Queen to her ice palace far away. Gerda, quite the plucky little heroine actually, sets out on an epic adventure to bring him back. Along the way, she gets held hostage by robbers, boats down raging rivers, and has to resist the magic of an old witch. She gets help from a variety of sources, from a retired old crow, a princess who gives her a golden sled, and she even rides a reindeer across a vast snowy plain as she tries to reach the far north to save Kai. It's really a fun read, actually. If you haven't read The Snow Queen, it is quite delightful. And we'll have a link to it on our website. Some pretty random stuff happens. Eventually, Gerda makes it to the Ice Palace. Here again, you see where Disney folks drew some inspiration. The Ice Palace is described as large, with beautiful fractal designs and quite empty. I'd actually been curious when I saw the movie Frozen, because the Ice Palace in that movie has no furniture or anything. It's just big and empty. Where does the Queen sleep? But it makes sense when you compare it to the original story, because that's how the Snow Queen's palace is described. Little Kai is the Snow Queen's prisoner, but the Snow Queen has promised that if Kai can solve her puzzle, she will release him, let him go back to his family, and give him, what up, a pair of ice skates. Time is almost up for Kai, though, because his heart is almost solid ice. Gerda shows up just in time and tries to save him, but can't. She sheds tears of love for their friendship when she sees she will fail, and wouldn't you know it, that thaws his heart and burns the shard of mirror buried within it. Finally, a fairy tale with a happy ending. Thanks for tuning in to episode 230 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic, including an English translation of The Snow Queen. With that, we wrap up Dark Disney Tale Week. Hope you enjoyed seeing some of the stories that inspired classic Disney films, and I apologize if Let It Go is now stuck in your head. And I doubly apologize, because if it wasn't before and it is now because I said it. Anyway, I'm getting myself into a perpetual motion machine here. But make sure you tune in next week, because next week is going to be awesome. I am so excited for this, because on Monday, we are kicking off Mail Week. That's not mail as in men, it's mail as in correspondence, communication. I have some great topics lined up. We're going to start off by asking the question, did mail start the American Revolution?